Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about kind of the dark triad personalities, which are Machiavellianism. Let's see if I can get this right. Machiavellianism. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Narcissism and what's the last one here? And psychopathy. Being a psychopath. It's late. You'll have to excuse me. But here's the interesting thing. The reason why I bring this up is because my other video is on this young lady right here, women on TikTok, who pesters her father that's terminally ill to vote for Joe Biden, and she gets slammed on social media. And, you know, a couple of things that I think that I see a lot of times in social media and what's going on right now is that, number one, people are saying, when they say I'm being persecuted or I need some virtue, I need some attention, and they do it by, instead of actually accomplishing something that's good, they do it by claiming that they're doing good on the behalf of others, or they're saying something happened to them that may not have really happened to them, or they're saying, I deserve more than I'm really getting. And we see this a lot with the selfies on Instagram and all the virtue signaling. And then they come through and then they try to have a relationship. And this may be someone that you accidentally have a relationship with. It doesn't mean that they necessarily do this, but they have one of the dark triad personalities. So I want to talk a little bit about that. And then I want to talk about why women can actually not only know that they manipulate you, they brag about it, and there's articles on how to do it to you. And so I want to talk about ways you can avoid that. So the first article I'm going to read from here, from Rob Henderson, each one of these, I'll leave the links down below as always, and I'm only going to read a snippet from each one because I don't want to make this super long, but I want you guys to know some of the things that are out there to pay attention to. And these are different than red flags because some of these may not be obvious. This is something, though, that she may do that kind of may give you a little bit of a heads up that she may have some of these problems. So they say dark personalities, and I have to watch my words as always, so if I'm jumping around some of the words, please understand. They say dark personalities are more likely to signal a virtue signal, I'll call it, because research suggests a link between dark triad traits and virtue signaling. New study led by Ekin Oak at the University of British Columbia has found that people who signal virtue and being oppressed are likely to have a dark triad personality traits. The dark trait comprises of narcissism, entitled and self-importance, Machiavellianism, strategic exploitation and duplicity, and psychopathy, callousness and cynicism. People with dark triad traits can be seductive. Now, what's interesting is if you think about, number one, narcissism, how many, not necessarily dating profiles, but how many Instagram profiles do you go to and the photos are all them? It's just them. As a matter of fact, many of the stories that I've done, and I've actually gone to Instagram to show you, it's always them. And the funny thing is like, there's a meme going out there, but it's always like the object that a woman's trying to show off. She's like, oh, my first slice of apple pie that I ever cooked. And it's like behind her face while she's looking all pretty. Like, here's me. Here's the thing I'm talking about in the background, right? Or they stick their butt or they stand in front of it. I mean, it's a meme that women, they're like, oh, day at the beach. And it's 78% her in the photo with a bikini top on. And you can see 3% of the beach behind her, right? So you've got narcissism. You've got Machiavellianism, which is strategic exploitation. Now think about this. I've talked about the foodie calls on Tinder where 33% of women have admitted to just going on a date for food. That's strategic exploitation. And duplicity, not being their authentic selves. We see this a lot as well. And then, of course, the last one being a kind of psychopathic, being a psycho. Callousness and cynicism. People with dark triad traits can be seductive. And how many times also are we out there seeing that girls are putting very provocative images out there, or women are having too many partners because that's how they get their attention? Study led by Psychologists at the University of Durham found that women A study led by psychologists at the University of Durham found that women rated the same man as more attractive when he had dark triad traits. The dark triad man was about one standard deviation more attractive than an ordinary man. In psychologist Justin Leamer's book, Tell Me What You Want, he reveals the most fantasized about superhero among women is Batman, but about men that, like other men, is Superman and Captain America. One possible reason that women like Batman's because he would score higher on the dark triad traits compared with other superheroes, right? He's the bad guy, the bad boy superhero, right? Another study by researchers Carrie Haslam and V. Tamara Montrose found that although narcissistic males do not make good partners, they do not make good partners because they're selfish and they have all these other problems, women aged 18 to 28 desire them more than any other men. Those are the bad boys, right? The guys that I don't care what you want. I don't care about you. I might not text her back. I might just hit it and quit it. Those are the guys that women chase after. They like these personality traits. They find them attractive. Now, they may hate the traits, but they find that guy attractive. And it also means that he's aloof. He's not overly attached to her. He's kind of doing his own thing. So you can actually kind of fake being narcissistic, just in other words, doing your own thing. But these are the men that women are chasing after, even though they know they're not good partners. Researchers asked women about their dating experiences and their desire for marriage. They wanted to see whether these factors influenced their attraction to narcissistic men. They found that young women who, with more dating experience and a greater desire for marriage, were more attracted to narcissistic men. They write, despite future long-term mating desires, which are unlikely to be achieved with a narcissistic male, and possession of substantial mate sampling experience, females view the narcissistic male as a suitable partner. So in other words, the more they date, the more partners they've had, they start going down a rabbit hole, and this is the guy that they're attracted to. Because of the excitement and the danger and he doesn't get back to me and he doesn't show that he cares about me. Thus, he must be a high-value guy. Because a low-value guy bothers me all day and pesters me and asks me on dates. And he just won't leave me alone. I know I'm the prize. But when the guy's so in love with himself that he doesn't love the woman or care about the woman, she says, oh, he must be hard to get. Must mean he has a lot of good qualities and he's very picky. So that's the guy that I want. Well, 18 to 28, these are the ages that most women are trying to date, trying to maybe have a partner, and they get roped into bad boy after bad boy. They also say it appears to be advantageous in some contexts, and they talk about beneficial for obtaining resources. And let me jump down here. They argue that contemporary Western democracies have become particularly hospitable environments for virtue signalers to execute a strategy of non-reciprocal resource extraction. Strong egalitarian values lead many in the West to believe that any differences in outcomes are illegitimate. Another one is that of our key values is the alleviation of human suffering. Saying that you don't have as much as others and that you are suffering for it can be a shrewd way to obtain material resources. And we see this too. You know, it's come see my OnlyFans, that's narcissism in knowing that you or thinking that your viewing you has value, which, hey, to some, I guess it works out pretty well. But to be able to do that is one thing. And another thing is playing the victim card, which is, oh, I had a really bad day. Something bad happened. My car broke down and things didn't work out. Can someone please help me? GoFundMe's out there for people that really don't deserve them. I mean, I saw one where a woman was saying that she had a problem with her kid and got kicked out of housing or something. She got the money and she went out and blew it on everything but her kid, right? All right, so they got more. I don't want to make this too long, so let me jump to the last one here. How can women manipulate men so easily? Now, what's weird, this is on a kind of a small site, but I did a web search on DuckDuckGo, and this was like the third article that jumped up. I just typed in women manipulate men. So it's popular enough, it's popping up a third slot down on a web search. And it says, how can women manipulate men easily? And I said, oh, maybe this will tell us, you know, some of the things that women do to manipulate men. Because this is under Reads for Women and Understanding Men. And then I get to the top right here. Do women manipulate men? Most women try but fail to manipulate their man convincingly. Now here's the part that got me. Here's a complete guide to manipulating men in the easiest possible manner. Third link down on a web search on DuckDuckGo. Hey ladies, here's how you can do it if you want to do it to him. Now, again, can you reverse this and say, do a web search for the same, and would it be touted as third one down as, hey guys, here's a great way? No, because that's the pickup community. And that they're being ostracized and shunned for being manipulative and bad. But here you go, ladies, third link down. They say, fine, I'll do it on my own. Emotional blackmail. Guys can't stand it, but they also can't do anything about it. So the next time he says he won't come shopping with you, don't fly off into a fit of fuming rage. Just say, fine, I'll go alone, because none of my other friends are free. If they were free, I wouldn't have asked you anyways. It may be a little late in the evening, but then that's okay. It's not like the city's not safe for girls to travel alone. That one's way over the top. I wouldn't even fall for that one. I don't even think a nice guy would fall for that one. That's just over the top. Too much. But they say, oh, don't forget to wear your best martyr expression and make sure it's a wee bit hurt, wee bit let down. Get his mom on your side. When the two most important women in his life are in it together, there's little a guy can offer in terms of resistance. Most guys, even the ones who are not mama's boys, still think twice before messing with their moms. So go ahead, be real nice to the in-laws. Yeah, the only reason she might be nice to the in-laws is so later on she can get your mom against you. Foodie manipulation, cook and get him a full belly. Good luck with that. Most women can't cook nowadays anyway. Here's one that I thought was funny. Blame it on biology. Now, one of the best things about being a woman is you can yell at him, act all pricey, irritated, and peevish, and blame it all on PMS when you get caught trying to manipulate him. Guys can't contradict it because they don't understand it, and you thought nature was being unfair. Sometimes it is unfair in your favor. Shed a tear. We know this one. Age old, time tested. She breaks down and cries. Seduce him. Yep, get him to the bedroom. But here's the thing. Women start doing this, and then they hold it over your head. Like, if you're not going to do this, that's it. No more bedroom fun for you. And then they start using it as a tool. I did a video on that like 3 months ago. So they say here, just tell him what you want. Tell him you want him in right now. Far men are more agreeable after a good romp. She says, gosh, we girls can get wicked. So go ahead, give it a shot. But remember, moderation, as always, is the key while manipulating men. Trick is never to let him realize what you really are up to. So if you keep wearing that hurt expression every time he refuses to come shopping with you, one day he just might call your bluff and know that he's being manipulated and doing things for you. At the end of the day, always remember that women manipulate men all the time. But to have the best effect while doing it, use these 10 tried and tested ways to get your ways in life, ladies. Here's the thing that I'll kind of sum it up, because again, I could go way deep into this, way deep. I could do probably a dozen videos on it, and I'll touch on this a little bit more as I go. The thing is that, like in my other video that I'm going to be posting at the same time with this one about the girl that basically just gave her father a hard time, and he was terminally ill, gave him a hard time until he gave in to her. There's a point, the people that this doesn't work with are guys that A, know their value, B, are knowledgeable in the way that people will try to manipulate you, and C, are self-confident and care about themselves more than anybody else. Now, that may make it sound like you're a bit narcissistic in and of itself, but you should have a good, healthy dose of self-love, of self-appreciation, of self-worth. Now, when you go over-exaggerated, then you've kind of lost the plot and thinking you're more valuable than you are. But that's the thing. A lot of women do that today. They think they're more valuable than they are today. And so when you look back on some of your past relationships, do you see where there might have been a time where you said, you know, man, I wanted to make her happy. I thought making her happy and doing everything for her would earn me her love or her attention. And turns out she just used me. She never reciprocated that. The big thing today, and they didn't really mention this in the articles, but it's kind of another takeaway that I want you to have, is that in relationships, there's got to be a healthy give and take, and there is no healthy give anymore in most of the relationships today. We see it when the nice girl turns right around and keys a car or blames the guy for doing something he didn't do. And number one, that's to get revenge. Then two, she posted on social media that he did it, even though he didn't. And that's for getting the virtue signaling and kind of self-elevating, and then getting the likes for that virtue signal. and kind of inflating her own ego, putting photos out there that maybe this one didn't get as much attention, so the shirt gets cut a little lower. Maybe it's more provocative, whatever. Women are doing that. It's all about attention for them today. And many of them even frankly say, I don't care what a guy thinks anymore. Like, I don't care about what he feels. I don't care about what he thinks. I just don't care. It's about me. And when you see that happening and you start seeing this is almost a universal trend in dating today, this is why it's always safest to opt out or keep things short term to where you don't get your emotions involved. Then if you see she's trying to manipulate you, do this stuff to you, you can say, forget it, I'm out. And you just leave. You walk away from it all. That's the safest way to do it. So, guys, don't forget to check out my other videos, my older stuff, and the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. And as always, join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Check out the video I put up other than this one, if you're seeing this one first, about the young lady that basically manipulated her dad right up until his last breath, because it's pretty gross. But it pretty much is a good example of everything I've talked about here. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, the best way to win is not to play the game.